are listening to Fire School of Ministry podcast from the South Island of New Zealand. From revival to reformers to relationships, Fire School aims to train and equip followers of Jesus to take the gospel to the very ends of the earth. Find Fire School of Ministry, New Zealand on Facebook.
Pastor Steve Dunn. Steve and his family live in Richmond, in the Nelson area. Steve has a ministry right throughout New Zealand, teaching, preaching, inspiring. And yesterday we were the beneficiaries of that, of the Understanding Islam course. Just one of many things that this man is capable of teaching. So welcome.
Thank you.
And we're blessed to have you here, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh my goodness, I get a round of applause. Let's see if I get a round of applause at the end. Hey, lovely to be with you. I bring you greetings from Nelson. As you can tell, I've got a little bit of a different accent. I'm a bit confused. I sort of talk like I've got like a plum in my mouth. In fact, I travelled 11,000 miles 11 years ago to get away from England, where I was born, and I've arrived in blooming Pomiora, haven't I? Unbelievable. Hands up here if you were born in England. Look at that. It's a blinking takeover. They're colonising again. I tried to get away. Where would we be without them? Well, we'd have the Irish. That's where we'd be. And I'm half English. I'm half English and I'm half Irish. So if I talk like that, it'll fit me face a little bit more. And all me jokes fit me face like that. But I was the only person in our family who talks like Prince Charles, so I get to take all the funerals and things like that. Often my uncles will look at me in Dublin and say, "Stephen, tell us again, what is it? Are you a priest or what?" And my dad, this is quite a funny joke, and I just think I ought to do it. My dad, who's Catholic, married my mother, who's an Anglican atheist. I don't know how that works. But anyway, so my dad said, you know, he was told, this is just superstitious, I'm just warming you up, guys, just so you realise I'm human, okay? Just relax. So this is superstitious nonsense, but my dad grew up believing that if he ever stepped foot into an Anglican church or a Protestant church, because he was Catholic, and if he ever stepped foot into an Anglican church, the hand of the Almighty would strike him down with a lightning bolt. So on his wedding day, this is so funny, on his wedding day, he married in a church just like this. He actually walked up the aisle before Mum came in, apparently. He walked up the aisle to go at the front, and he's walking up there like this. Like, okay. But he was all right. So if you're feeling nervous today, just relax. There hopefully won't be any lightning bolts. Praise God. But it's really good to be with you. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you for trusting your credibility and your ministry and your entire life into my hands for the next 20 minutes. I just really appreciate that. Thank you. This is my dear wife who suffers, is married to me. We've been... You're going to have to stay awake, guys. I'm not going to let you be sleeping in here. Front row, you especially get holy spit. The rest of you can just stay dry. This is Emma, my dear wife, and we procreate for a living, and we have, I don't know how many children we have, loads of children, so I don't know, you just have to count them, but a lot of people call me dad and are expecting a payout when I die. So anyway, it just costs a lot, that's all I can say, okay? So we have five naturally born children, I won't draw you any diagrams, and then the three that are adopted or permanently fostered, and then we have about, I don't know, maybe 10 or 15 fostered children that come and go, so around the country. So praise God. It's a big family, and it's very busy, so I come away to Rangiora just to get a bit of a break. Pray for my wife. How you doing, honey? I'm fine. Okay. So I'll get home later this week, and the first thing will be, hi, take the kids. Praise God. That was us when we were teenagers. I like to sort of put the title over that, Potential. In fact, I look like that. We arrived in an Anglican church, Church of England church in England, St. Andrew's in Oxford, where I was born. This will make you laugh. Now, I know we get used to, we didn't do it today, and we're going to do it now. In the first service, we did, what do you call it? Peace be with you?
Peace of Christ.
The peace of Christ be with you. Now, you might think, oh, we're not just throwing out that old tradition. We don't want to be doing that. It's just like, yeah, the peace of Christ being with you, brother. Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, whatever. I was on the back row, stoned and drunk on a Christmas Eve service when I was 18 years old in St. Andrew's, Oxford. And there were two little 16-year-old girls in front of us. And the vicar at the front said, could we just give the greeting to one another? And these two girls, fresh-faced girls, turned around and looked at Emma and I, drunk, intoxicated, midnight. And they said, the peace of Christ be with you. And the power of the Holy Spirit touched us. And I can remember to this day thinking, good night, what was that? There was a sober, I'm telling you, I'm not joking, it was the beginning of my salvation experience. And 3 years later, I came to know Jesus as my Lord and Savior by a little Anglican girl turning around, and it kind of began a process. She just said, God bless you, peace of Christ be with you. I thought, whoa! So next time, let's try that. Let's stand to our feet, please, and let's just see what happens. And if we could greet one another with the official Anglican greeting, the peace, I'll do it to you again, the peace of Christ be with you, bro. And with you, sir. Well, that was a lot of fun. Oh, dear. God bless you. Nice to see you.
And a key and ring you
up. Yeah, yeah. Very good. All right, don't have too much fun. The whole world might get saved. Okay, so this morning, boys and girls, if you've got a Bible, turn to Jeremiah 31. Once again, greetings, thank you. I'll be as quick as I can and won't try not to bore you too much. Jeremiah 31, wonderful text. I want you to look at the screen first and see that name Jesus. It is an absolute privilege to cut through the nonsense and preach Jesus this morning. So that's the message. You want a title? There it is, Jesus. I think we need to talk a little bit more about the founder of the organization, the CEO, the lead apostle, the lead prophet, the lead pastor, the great shepherd, Jesus. And thankfully, the readings this morning focus us in on the person of Jesus. How many letters in the word Jesus? Very good. You're a lot faster than the first service. My goodness. How many fingers and thumbs you got on one hand? Okay, remember that number now, because we're going to play a little game. Before we look at Jeremiah 31, John 12, we've already read it. Look at the words in verse 21. Look on the screen. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. Sir, they said, we would like to see Jesus. We would like to see Jesus. Jeremiah 31 says this, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a covenant with the people of Israel and the people of Yehuda or Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand, led them up out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel. After that time, declares the Lord, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, know the Lord, because they will all know me. Don't you love small words like all? Everyone say all. They will all know me. How many of you know we're not quite there yet in Rangiora? From the least to the greatest, declares the Lord, I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. What an awesome prophetic promise. We've not seen the full fulfillment of that yet, but Jesus brought the beginning of it when he stepped foot on the earth. He brought the beginning introduction to that new covenant. But there is coming a day, according to Scripture, when all of Israel, the new covenant made with the nation of Israel and those adopted in by the blood of the Messiah, will experience an internalized relationship with God. I am so glad God wants to keep that baby crying. That's a beautiful sound. I like the baby crying. Don't worry about that baby. You stand right up here if you like. It'll put everybody off. We'll see how anointed I am. People are funny, man. They get distracted at the least thing. I can remember a butterfly or a moth came into a service once, you know, and I was right in the anointing, man. The glory of God was on me. Man, I think angels were about to appear and people were just going, it's about as interesting. I've prepared for 25 hours, prayer and fasting, going after God. Pathetic. Honestly, unbelievable. Pay attention. Okay. I will forgive their wickedness and I will remember their sins no more. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad there was a day, aren't you, when the light shone into that dungeon and the chains fell off and you arose, went forth and followed thee. Whoa, I'm glad those chains came off, and some of them might have been a bit external, but most of those chains are the internal chains of sin. And I'm glad when Jesus came and broke those chains in me and internalize the relationship between me and him. Oh, it's good news, friends. It's good news. It's good to be in a stained glass window church this morning. It's good to be with the finest dressed vicar in Rangiora. Yeah. It's good to see all that stuff. I had to say, I'm sorry. I kept quiet on the first service, but I just had to cut loose this time. I'm sorry. Dude, you can't wear a dress without some comment. And I'm honestly, it's... Forgive me. That's it. Just cross him off the list. We'll never invite him back. I love all the externals, but I tell you what, when I close my eyes late at night, and when I close my eyes in my deepest, darkest hour, and just like you, I'm glad that I can lay my head on the pillow and say, Jesus, I love thee. I promise to follow you. Jesus, I thank you that you know me. In all of my sin and shame, you've come and you've forgiven me. There's an internalized relationship with God. It's awesome, isn't it? And it's good to meet together too and bring that internalized relationship together and enjoy him together. Come on. Is anyone here today? Okay, I'm here. And in Hebrews 5:7, as we're in Lent at the moment, as we approach Easter, we remember Jesus in his death and his resurrection. It says, during the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. He was heard because of his reverent submission. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. I'm so glad there's a place in the scriptures where it says Jesus prayed fervently with tears. Some of our Hollywood depictions of Jesus, I mean, my mother's favorite depiction of Jesus is Robert Powell in King of Kings. You know, sort of English, and he sort of talked like that, and he used to sort of hold his hand like that. I don't know what the finger thing was, but he sort of talked like that. And do you remember when he commissioned the apostles to do the Great Commission? Matthew 28, verse 19, it goes like this in the movie. He goes, go into all the world and preach the gospel. It's like, dude, the guy was Jewish. He's about to commission like a worldwide mission. Go into all the world. What the heck is that? He was going back home doing his aromatherapy. It says that he cried with fervent crying and tears. That gives you and me a little bit. Anyone ever cried out loud? Everyone ever said swear words to Jesus? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, we won't talk about that. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be fervent. It's okay to be passionate about what you believe. Even if you is a white guy from England, you can still be passionate. You look through Christian history. We might be stiffer up-lipped for most part, but when we get filled with the Holy Ghost, woo, John Wesley, William Booth, come on, bring it on back. See, not only, I'm still here, not only is, I'm just making a quick exit out of town. Not only are we looking at Jesus in his death and his resurrection, we're also looking at Jesus. And it says in Revelation 1:7, look, he's coming with the clouds and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all peoples on earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. If you put your precious little hand up, you can think about this. It'll be a good reminder to you. We think of Jesus in his incarnation, his birth. We believe that Jesus came, the pre-existent Son of God came and was born to the Virgin Mary. We believe Jesus died on a cross. We believe that. We believe Jesus rose from the dead. I was on a plane coming back from Taranaki last weekend, and I said to the woman next to me, I think she was from Takaka or some kind of hippieville place like that, and she was just not a Christian, you could tell, like immediately, and I don't know if she was high or what, I don't know, anyway. And she was an older, very refined academic lady. And she said, and I told her I was a Christian. She said, so really, do you believe that Jesus rose from the dead? I said, yeah, of course. Like, I've met him on the plane. She went, you're crazy. Thinking I'm not. I've met a dead man who's now alive. I worship a dead man who's now alive. So we've got his birth, his death, his resurrection. We've got his ascension. We believe that he ascended to the right hand of the Father. And this little finger on my right, my left, your right, this little finger on my right, oh, he's coming again, friends. And we are somewhere in between fingers 4 and 5. And there's nobody on this room, however close you are to Jesus, none of us have seen the Jew with the tattoo who's going to split the sky. We're going to see him face to face, friends. And he's going to plant his feet on the Mount of Olives, according to the prophet Zechariah, and establish his reign. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But just as with any birth of a baby, there's going to be birth pangs before the coming of the Lord. Have you noticed 2014, 2015, we got birth pangs going on in the world. Have you noticed? My goodness, things are hotting up around the world. Jesus, it truly is coming soon. Now, I know some of you are a bit cynical and you want to say, I don't want to brag or anything, but this is like the fifth end of the world that I've survived. Yeah, I know. I know you think you've been there, done that, but there's no one in this room, me included, that's been there and done what I'm talking about right now. Friends, he's coming, and I am not trying to scare you to death, to scare you to get right with God. You don't need to buy the t-shirt, Jesus is coming, look busy. It's okay. He's coming because he loves you. He's coming with eyes of flame of fire. He's coming to collect you. He's coming to be with you and establish his kingdom on the earth. Whoa! That's good news. I'm excited. So, and they're talking about the end of the world all over the place. This is Time Magazine. This is an advert a church put up in America. It was actually Judgment Day, May 21st, 2011. They've taken the sign down, thankfully, and it was a waste of money. So we're not going to do date setting. But then, of course, we had, some of you might remember, we had the Mayans or the Aztecs. You know, it was 2012, Doomsday. Do you remember we all thought the Mayans were really intelligent? Not in 2013 we didn't. We thought they're stupid. No one's talking about them anymore, are they? Didn't realize that. Never mind. And then there's this t-shirt that's probably available on eBay now. King Jesus Returns, May 21st, 2011. I'm not here to give you date setting, but I'll tell you this. In vivid, in permanent marker, let me say it again. He came into this world. He died. He rose from the dead. He ascended to the right hand of the Father. And sure enough, he is coming again. You can put those things in permanent marker. The rest of it, like the nature of the Antichrist and all of that, you can put that in pencil, friends. Oh, there's going to be trauma. There's going to be birth pangs. There's going to be wars. But mark my words, he's coming. He's coming. Isn't that good news? How are we doing for time? It's about right. What do you reckon? Another minute? Sure? Okay, I'm just going to whiz it. Well, listen, let me give you some birth pangs to wake you up a bit. This is the shooting in Paris just a few weeks ago in January. Charlie Hebdo, they went round the corner, the Muslim extremists went round the corner and shot up the kosher deli. The only people that tend to go in a kosher deli are Jews. Massive rising anti-Semitism happening. We've not seen days like the days we've seen in the last 18 months. I don't know if your head is still permanently in your precious Rangiora sand, or if you're managing to pull it up out of the sand, but stuff's happening, friends, and I encourage you to take a look at what's happening and say, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord. Save as many as you can, but come. There's Je suis Charlie. It should be really I am Jewish instead of I am Charlie. There was 3.5 million people turned up on the streets of Paris and all over France to protest against the 11 lives that were lost in the Charlie Hebdo shootings and the kosher deli shootings. 3.5 million people. We haven't had a demonstration like that since VE Day. Do you realize these are monumental times that we're living in? I mean, when have you ever seen a photo like this? You've got Mahmoud Abbas here and Benjamin Netanyahu here with Hollande and Merkel. These days, these are unprecedented days that we're living in, friends. And I know we live in New Zealand. I know we're 1 million miles from anywhere. And I know it's all sweet as. And I know she'll be all right and we'll fix it with some number 8 wire. But guess what? There's things happening, friends, and it might affect us as a nation. You may have heard of Kenji Goto. What you probably don't know about the martyrdom of Kenji Goto is he was a Christian saved in 1997. He traveled he's a born-again Christian. He traveled to get to be with his friend in Syria. And this young man here was a rapper, raised in England, schooled in similar schools that I was schooled in, converted to Islam and became known as the infamous Jihadi John, took Kenji's and his friend's head off on a perfectly formed Hollywood movie. Christians losing their lives, friends. Japan went into national mourning over the issue. And then if you want to get even more personal, this top Hollywood movie, $250,000 spent on this 15-minute movie, a message signed with blood to the nation of the cross. That's you. Anyone who identifies with the cross of Jesus is the nation of the cross from ISIS. And as they lined up 21 Coptic Christians, we've got a brother and sister who've worked with Egyptian Coptic Christians. They lined them up on the shores of Libya. Jesus said these words in John 16:2. In fact, the time is coming when anyone who kills you will think they're offering a service to God. It was a religious ceremony for the murderers as they slit the throat and took the head off 21 Christian Coptics and then pointed the knife northward from Libya and said, Rome is next. Friends, we're living in unprecedented times, and I want to tell you it's going to get hotter, it's going to get heavier, but in the midst of it all, many people are going to turn to Jesus. In the midst of it all, the cry is going to be arising up from within us where we know God from the inside and we say, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. Whoa, these are good days to be alive. Young people, these are good days to be alive. In closing, the last chapter of the Bible, Jesus says, look, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, murderers, idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony to the churches. I'm the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. And let the one who wishes to take the free gift of the water of life, I warn everyone who hears the words of this prophecy of this scroll, if anyone adds anything to them, God will add to that person the plagues described in this scroll. And if anyone takes away from this scroll of prophecy, God will take away from that person any share in the light, tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this scroll. And this is the most perfect liturgy we could possibly say this morning. He who testifies, say these things. Yes, I'm coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Let's say that together. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. I hope you can stand with me this morning and agree with the last chapter in the Bible. I hope you can look forward. It's kind of like those people who ruin the story. You know, they read the last chapter of the book. But it's good news, friends. In spite of the trauma, in spite of the birth pangs, in spite of everything that's happening around you today and the struggle and the strife, you're going to see Jesus. There's coming a day, friends. You're going to see him by his spirit today. But there's coming a day when you're going to see him when he splits the sky and places his feet on the Mount of Olives. Come on. Can somebody say grunt or say amen? Yeah, come on. That's good news. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we bless you for the truth of your word. We bless you for your son, Jesus. We bless you that he was born. We bless you that he died. We bless you that he rose from the dead. We bless you that he's ascended to your right hand and poured out his spirit on all flesh. We bless you that we're going to see him, that he's coming again and he's coming soon. Father, I pray for your people this morning. I pray that you would quicken our hearts to get right with you. I pray that you'd give us short accounts with you and with others. Oh God, help us to see the big picture this morning, I pray. Bless us with your presence, Father, I pray. Bless us with strength and faith for the future coming King, I pray in Jesus' name. Woo-hoo-hoo! Amen. Amen. Well, I'm excited about preaching. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Would you please stand?